This is AgriPulse Daybreak West for Friday, December 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nelly. Here's today's headlines. Reclamation to ramp up deliveries. Avocado issues tie into USMCA. Vaden discusses farm aid and Trump to meet with Canadian and Mexican leaders. Reclamation unveils a plan to ramp up deliveries. The Bureau of Reclamation yesterday finalized an updated long-term operations plan for the Central Valley Project and State Water Project, signing a record of decision that modifies pumping criteria and real-time management rules. The action fulfills directives under President Donald Trump's executive order to maximize deliveries. The revised approach allows federal deliveries to increase by up to 85,000 acre-feet annually and state deliveries by up to 129,000. The plan removes the Delta smelt summer and fall habitat actions and expands operational flexibility at Delta pumps. It also eliminates export reduction measures tied to the Healthy Rivers and Landscapes framework, since the State Water Board has yet to finalize the voluntary agreements approach. Interior Secretary Doug Burgum said the new plan, quote, reflects our commitment to using the best available science to increase water deliveries while safeguarding the environment. Reaction? Well, water contractors quickly applauded the decision. The San Luis Delta Mendota Water Authority called it a long-awaited correction to outdated environmental assumptions and said it will store up to 400,000 acre-feet annually to farms, communities, and managed wetlands. Executive Director Federico Bejara said the decision would reflect more than a decade of scientific investment and would help offset groundwater limitations under SGMA. Westlands Water District also praised the shift, emphasizing the additional reliability for south of Delta agriculture. The district expects the changes to boost crop production and reduce groundwater pumping. General Manager Allison Febo called the plan a testament to what can be accomplished with a data-driven, results-focused adaptation to water supply operations. Now take note, before the decision, the Newsom administration sent letters objecting to the proposal that reports the Los Angeles Times. State water and wildlife agencies warned it would weaken protections for salmon, steelhead, delta smelt, and longfin smelt, and could reduce delta outflows and Southern California urban supplies. Environmental advocates and sport fishing groups have raised similar red flags. Remember, in 2019, when the first Trump administration released a new environmental plan for Delta fish, California immediately filed a lawsuit and operated the State Water Project to counter any increased federal pumping. Avocado leader warns USMCA panel of pest risk economic strain. A top California avocado industry leader is urging federal trade officials to restore U.S. inspection authority in Mexico and limit seasonal imports, warning that current trade and phytosanitary conditions threaten the long-term viability of domestic growers. California Avocado Commission President Ken Melvin testified to a panel reviewing USMCA. He said the removal of USDA inspectors from Mexican orchards and packing houses early last year, prompted by cartel-related security threats, has sharply increased pest exposure. More than 150 pest interceptions were recorded in a recent four-month period, compared to rare occurrences under previous oversight, he said. Mailman called for the reinstatement of the original 1997 inspection protocol and to require Mexico to address cartel interference or risk suspended market access. He also warned the panel that rapidly growing imports from Mexico and Peru are depressing prices and shrinking the state's grower base. Mexican avocado exports to the U.S. have increased 312% over a 14-year period, while California growers have declined 55%, production down 46%, he said. Melbourne called for a tariff rate quota during the March to September California harvest window to help stabilize the market. You can read our full report on the hearing at AgriPulse.com. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak West after this.
When you work with Rabo AgriFinance, you get the global knowledge and financial strength of one of the world's largest and most innovative food and ag lenders. Tools essential to realizing your aspirations. Discover how an unmatched network of local and sector experts can help you confront agriculture's challenges and seize the opportunities that lie ahead. Learn more and contact us at www.raboag.com. Creating value, connecting vision. Rabo AgriFinance.
Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak West. Trump Farm Aid will cover a wide variety of crops. The Trump administration's big farm aid package is expected to be announced next week. Deputy Ag Secretary Stephen Vaden tells AgriPulse, quote, a wide variety of commodity crops will be eligible for the program. In an extended interview with AgriPulse newsmakers, Vaden didn't detail how the program would work and which commodities would be covered, but he said USDA, quote, has certainly heard from the specialty crop community. As for the program size, newsmakers anchor Lydia Johnson noted that USDA earmarking more than $12 billion for farmer aid. How it gets divided up between what commodities? Well, that's obviously what the announcement's going to be. But we set aside that money for a reason. It is our intent to use it, Vaden said. Vaden also discusses other key issues, including the timeline for USDA reorganization and how the department is attacking food inflation. That full program, newsmakers, available today at AgriPulse.com. Also, House Ag Committee Chair Glenn Thompson told AgriPulse yesterday that the USDA Farm Assistance Package will account for low commodity prices and not just export losses. Soccer statecraft. Canadian Prime Minister Mark Carney's U.S. trip comes after President Donald Trump nixed trade talks between the two countries back in October over an anti-tariff ad run by the Ontario government. The visit will also be the first face-to-face meeting between Mexican President Claudia Sheinbaum and Trump since she took office in October 24. Canadian officials are downplaying expectations. Canada's minister responsible for U.S.-Canada trade, Dominic LeBlanc, told Bloomberg yesterday there are no trade discussions planned, but says Canada is ready to resume negotiations. In a press briefing yesterday, Sheinbaum said she does hope to talk tariffs with the U.S. president. Take note, the meeting comes as all three countries are preparing for a 2026 review of the U.S.-Mexico-Canada agreement. U.S. officials have heard from several ag industries this week on the benefits of the deal for U.S. exports, but the administration is signaling that it hasn't yet decided on how to proceed. President Trump could still break the deal into two bilateral trade deals or scrap it altogether, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer says on a political podcast that will air today. The president's view is he only wants deals that are a good deal. The reason why we built a review period into USMCA was in case we needed to revise, review, or exit. Greer will tell Politico's Dasha Burns, according to a preview. Here's today's final word. These changes would impact the accounting for the voluntary agreements in ways that have not been contemplated that would create significant complications. That Diane Riddle, an assistant deputy director at the Water Board, warning in a letter to Reclamation of disrupting sensitive negotiations with irrigation districts. Well, that's Daybreak West for this Friday, December 5th, brought to you by Rabo AgriFinance. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. For AgriPulse Daybreak West, I'm Jeff Allen.